Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast today. And we're going to continue on in a message which is going to cause us to search our own hearts, I believe, in an individual way. How can we make ourselves fully available to the Lord for what He wants to do in this generation in which we are living? God has a purpose in every one of our lives. If we are alive and have breath in our body, regardless of whatever restrictions we may have, physically limiting us, circumstantially limiting us, the seasons of our lives, they change with the seasons, the things that God is asking us to do. But at every season of our life, whether we're very young in the Lord or a saint that's served God for decades, you may be in the golden years. You may realize you don't have much time left upon this earth, but in all those seasons of our lives, God says that we can be, even in old age, rich, fat, and flourishing. Amen. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. But it seems today that more and more voices are being raised stating that God's word is no longer relevant. And beloved, that is the, as I've said from time to time, the deciding factor on where we stand spiritually. We either believe the word of God is absolute and inerrant, or we believe that we can be selective, that it really does not apply to or is relevant to the culture and the times in which we are now living. Many say that we can just accept part of the Word of God for today, leave off those things which are archaic and interferes with individual lifestyles and our pursuit of the things that we want to do or the way we like to view the universe and the world. But even more tragic are those who once were a part of what God was doing, and now they have raised their voice in great opposition to all the glorious provisions that have been provided to the Church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ, through the atonement of the Lord. And there is a movement, you may or may not be aware of it, we know from a movement to bring us, to bring a one-world religion into the play. We know scriptures talk about it. It is a sign of the end times. And there has been a move among, if you will, the great monotheistic religions of the world, the Judaism and Christianity and Islam. Those, what are called the three main religions, see God as one God. And there are those in the name of religion who believe we should all come together and seek to live peaceably and be tolerant of one another and accept one another and just love one another in the unity that we do acknowledge a God, and we need to love Him and love one another. It's the, you know, the sovereignty of God, the brotherhood of man, or whatever you want to call it. But even more tragic, there is a move, you may or may not be aware of it, and if you wish to pursue it, you certainly can find references on the internet and other places, that even among charismatic and Pentecostal circles, there are those who are reaching out in the name of love and unity and embracing Islam and other forms of denominations within the Christian realm. And it is done in the name of love and unity, and it sounds very appealing. But beloved, the bottom line is, where is doctrine? what is believed by the Word of God. What are you going to do with Jesus? That is the bottom delineating, differentiating force. Do you believe God's Word is true? It is relevant for today? Do you believe Jesus is just a good teacher, a wonderful prophet? Or do you believe who he says he is, when he was alive, what he said about himself? As one scholar said, he either was a consummate liar, or he was a maniac, or else he spoke the truth. And beloved, those who are born-again Christians believe, and that's why Christians are increasingly being hated and persecuted and not tolerated, because there is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. There's no other way, beloved. There's no other way to higher consciousness, enlightenment, and as much as the natural man hates and despises that kind of absolutism, beloved, that is the way. We have to come to God on his terms. We may not understand, but we are willing to come to God and surrender, like that man said who had a demoniac son. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. God will never turn away a sincere seeker of truth. And so we are living in times where there is such apostasy, such confusion, such disunity, and we're experiencing in an ever-increasing way disrespect for authority, not only governmental authority, but as well as spiritual authority. Our nation is racked with incidences of murder, mass crimes of violence, destruction of property, bribery at the highest levels, stealing, cheating, lying, slander. It is a front to the moral fiber of a person to see the things that are occurring in the world that we are living in, the social disorder, the things that are tolerated on television, the obscenities, the profanity, things that would never have been tolerated even a generation ago. I don't have to tell you how bad it is. I'm sure if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, I don't need to tell you that. But the reason the devil does not want we as Christians to know the Word of God, because it is a pathway to morality. It's a restraint and death blow on evil. The Word of God is a revealer of sin, and it is a regulator of a Christian's behavior. And furthermore, it is the key to happiness and victorious, abundant life. One of the greatest things the church must do is to once again stand in awe and reverence of God. We need the fear of the Lord returned to the church. A great many Christians, many bodies, have lost their fear and reverence of and for God. Church is basically a social club. I have heard things, and I'm not naming names, but, you know, saying that, you know, we don't need to preach about salvation. We don't need to talk about sin. We don't need to talk about being saved or talk about the unsaved. We just need to encourage people to come just as they are. And of course, that's exactly how we all come to Christ, just as we are. We can't clean ourselves up and then come to God. That's his duty and his responsibility. We come just as we are, as that song that has been sung so many times at an altar call, just as I am, without one plea. We come just the way we are. But beloved, we come on his terms. We may not understand, but in surrender and in a contrite heart, we give ourselves to God, and then he will bring us day by day, gradually, we'll begin to understand things we never understood before. There's a spiritual comprehension and understanding that comes as we allow the Spirit of the Lord to control our thoughts, as we feed upon the Word of God. We need to have a fear and reverence of the Lord. It's an awesome thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And whenever we cease to do that, to reverence and fear God, we unconsciously cut our connection with God. We virtually deny the holy right of God to interfere with our lives. We rebel against anything that even remotely approaches a needed commitment and total consecration to God. Every child of God should know who God is. The only true God. There is none beside Him. He is omnipotent. There is no power that can supersede His. He is omniscient. He knows everything. Omnipresent. He's everywhere present. He is holy and righteous. There is none like Him. All of us are like sheep who have gone astray, everyone to our own way. He is just, the epitome of justice, and He is loving. He is unchangeable. He doesn't say one thing one day and then turn his mind and change the next day. He can sometimes, as a result of prayer, repent of the things he wants to do, but his character, beloved, is unchangeable. He cannot lie. It is against who he is, his very nature. He is faithful. He is true. He is a keeper of his word. He's a keeper of promises. This is the God that we serve. These are just a few of the things of what and who God is. But it seems that so many have grown callous as to what Christ suffered on our behalf. When we really honor and respect God, when we really and in the right way fear God, and when we stand in awe of God, it will make it next to impossible to live a deliberately sinful life or to act frivolously. Beloved, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Well, I have so much more I want to share, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. We'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast on being turned into another man. Do you want that? Well, God has that for each and every one of us. As I bring this broadcast to a close, this is going to be the last week I think I'll offer the little booklet, which we're offering complimentary. Which Way Are You Running? A little booklet written by Brother Glass in the 1980s, something to really stir your faith. And as you write, please share your prayer requests. I will pray personally for you and send back whatever God gives. Every single letter that comes in, with or without an offering, your offering has nothing to do with my commitment and wholehearted support and prayer for the needs in your life and for what God wants to accomplish. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, I love you, and this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.